Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It is a busy day. Oh, you know what I'm realizing? Those headphones are plugged in over there, so I have to kill those somehow. I don't know how to do that, but I'll figure that out during break. I'm distracting myself with my own voice because of, in the studio that I'm in now, the headphones are plugged in over there, which means I can hear myself through the headphones. I don't know. Is there a way to kill that? I got to do that myself. I'll figure that out. This is boring to you, but maybe not if you're watching because you're looking at me being confused. If you're hearing me right now, you're not watching me, you don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, I know what it is. It's coming through the YouTube feed. There, I'll just close it out. Done. That took care of that. Okay, great. I was checking the comments on YouTube, but I can't do that in here because of the whatever. So that's good. I really don't need to read any comments anyway, because usually people are just taking cracks at me for something, whether it's something I said or something I'm wearing or the fact that I was texting or whatever it is. So if you're watching on the YouTube chat, great. Welcome. Happy to have you. However you listen, whether you're listening on the radio, whether you're listening on podcast, whether you're streaming this on a smart speaker or your phone, however you're here, I'm just glad you're here. All right. Glad you're here. Glad you came to be part of the show, because it's going to be a good one for you, as every show is. And it's going to be a busy week, too, because on Friday, I'm very excited about this, too. We're going to be in Washington, not at the White House this time. Although I will be back there soon, more details on that to come. We do have confirmation that I will be at the press briefing at some point very soon. But on Friday, we're going to be at the Republican National Lawyers Association. So our buddy Linda Kearns invited us. And what we're going to do there is talk to big time, biggity, big, big important people on Friday. All right. So that's going to be fun on Friday. So it's a big, big week of stuff. And obviously, with news breaking every single 5 minutes on this show and in the afternoons, there's no shortage of things to talk about. So why don't we begin today with prescription drugs, which we all need, including we need the fat drug. You know, I had somebody tell me recently that they were taking the shot. Nowadays, when you hear somebody say it's the shot, what they're usually referring to is Ozempic or Wegovy or one of these weight loss drugs. I have not myself taken one, although somebody did comment recently and said, Rich, you look like you lost some weight. I did. I'm down like 20 pounds. I'm actually down. This is crazy now. Since I left mornings, I'm down probably close to 40 pounds. I mean, I got pretty heavy there during mornings because I wasn't sleeping well. I mean, you don't sleep well, you tend to put on, you know, some LBs. And I was too tired to do anything about it. And then when you're tired, you also crave carbs and yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean? So I've been doing the intermittent fasting. I love the intermittent fasting because then you control and then your body adapts to it. And then you shock your system on the weekends. So like this weekend, for example, Claire's communion, I'm making wood-fired pizza. And, you know, we're drinking wine at 11 a.m. No, we had church, but then after church, obviously. But then you shock your system a little bit. You shock your metabolism. Everybody has their own thing about how they want to stay in shape or get in shape. Some people go to the gym. I have not been able to work out in a while because of my foot. But I like to walk. You know, walking is my thing. I like to do it. Put on my AirPods, listen to a podcast, maybe Perino on Politics, of which I will be on. Because I recorded it with her earlier today, so if you want to listen to that, and you should do that. Take a nice walk, you know what I mean? Other people, they do fad diets. Some people do the shot. I've heard people have great success with the shot. I've heard about side effects. I've heard about a whole gamut of things. I don't rule it out. I don't rule anything out. You know, when you're dealing in television, you see people who clearly the camera adds 20 pounds, so some people get nervous about it, and other people openly admit that they're doing the shot because they don't want to deal with looking chubby on camera. Now, the president today was talking about this, and the way he phrased this, I thought, was just fantastic. Because really, when you think about it, you know, it really should be called the fat drug. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, right? We're talking about the fat drug. So, Matt, which one is this? Because I don't see it particularly on the cut sheet.
Cut 11.
This is cut 11. There we go. All right. So cut 11. This is the president, and I think this is how everybody probably should describe this drug from now on. Take a listen.
I mean, I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine who's a businessman, very, very, very top guy. Most of you would have heard of him. A highly neurotic, brilliant businessman.
Neurotic.
Seriously overweight, and he takes the fat shot drug. And he called me up and he said, President, he used to call me Donald, now he calls me President, so that's nice respect. But he's a rough guy, smart guy, very successful, very rich. I wouldn't even know how we would know this, but because he's got comments. So, President, could I ask you a question? What? I'm in London and I just paid for this damn fat drug I take. I said, it's not working. He said, I just paid $88, and in New York I pay $1,300. What the hell is going on?
Well, it's the fat shot, the fat drug. He's just fat shaming this guy, and I'm sure by the end of the day somebody will figure out who he is anyway. It's the fat shot drug. The fat shot drug. But the question of why it is that some things cost more in other countries, it's a complicated factor. What the president announced today is going to go to court, no doubt about that. And it's going to be challenging court because that's how this always goes in court. Elon? No, Matt, it can't be Elon. Elon's not fat. I think he's talking about Belichick.
No, he used to be fat, though. He used to be a lot heavier than he is currently, and then he lost a lot of weight rapidly. Justin thought the same exact thing I did.
That it was Elon Musk, really?
I don't know. I have no insider information, but I'm speculating, because he did drop a lot of weight really fast, and it was right around the start of the Ozempic trend.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, that's fascinating to me that it could be him. But he wouldn't be complaining about the price, would he?
I couldn't imagine having that much money and caring about the price of anything, but who knows?
Yeah, probably. I think it's Belichick. He's getting, you know, taken for every dime by the hot 24-year-old. He's with the crazy hot 24-year-old with the crazy eyes who's going to wind up killing him one day. He's got to lose weight. She probably gets on him about that all the time.
Yeah, Jordan Hudson. Yeah, she's
having Although Jordan probably wants him to die as quickly as possible to get all the inheritance, so maybe not. I don't know. Could be Belichick.
She's having a rough couple days because she lost Miss Maine.
I saw that.
She was in the beauty pageant, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that, and Belichick was hanging out with the other misses. Miss Mass and the other misses. He was hanging, that guy, you know what I mean? And I think they're all looking at him thinking this guy is an easy mark, you know? So, and he is. Let's be honest. He's an easy mark, no doubt about that. But the announcement by the president today will be challenging court, obviously, because that's what will happen. And the president tried this once before, and the pharmaceutical industry sued. Biden tried something similar. The pharmaceutical industry sued. And we don't want socialized medicine in this country. But let's listen to what the president said. And starting today, let's begin with cut number five here. We're no longer going to subsidize the health care of foreign countries. Take a listen.
But starting today, the United States will no longer subsidize the health care of foreign countries, which is what we were doing. We're subsidizing others' health care, countries where they paid a small fraction of what for the same drug that what we pay many, many times more for. And we'll no longer tolerate profiteering and price gouging from Big Pharma, but again, it was really the countries that forced Big Pharma to do things that, frankly, I'm not sure they really felt comfortable doing. But they've gotten away with it, these countries. European Union has been brutal, brutal. And the drug companies actually told me stories. It was just brutal how they forced them. And European Union suing all our companies, Apple, Google, Meta, they're suing all of our companies. They end up, they have judges that are European Union-centric, and they get rewarded $15 billion, $17 billion, $20 billion, and they use that to run their operation. Not going to happen any longer, that I can tell you.
All right, now, Justin is back from his 2.5 month vacation in Egypt. You were gone for a long, or Japan, excuse me. You were gone for a long time.
2 whole weeks.
Yeah. Last time I took a 2 week vacation was my honeymoon. That's good for you. I mean, that's amazing. So the fact that you didn't have to get married to do that is huge. Because I only did it to go on a honeymoon. You know what I mean? Just to get 2 weeks off. So that's great. You had fun in Japan?
Honestly, the best vacation I've ever been on, and I can't wait to go back again.
Good. Did you get a cool hat that you could wear on the Justin cam? Something like Hiroshima or something related, Nagasaki, something like that?
Japanese, not a big hat people,
no.
I'll be honest.
No.
I couldn't find anything like cool or interesting to wear, but I mean, I did get a couple of t-shirts, so I'll probably end up sprinkling them in to my normal rotation.
Excellent. Now, you have a theory on who the president was talking about.
Yeah, I think it's Elon. I really do think it's Elon.
But you're saying he admitted it.
Yeah, Elon, at the beginning of the year, I can't remember. I think it was an interview with the Economic Times, or it was the Post, but he had publicly admitted to using Ozempic and similar weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Mounjaro.
Okay. I guess my only question is, if it's Elon, why not just publicly humiliate him and shame him by name since he's already admitted it? You know what I mean?
I think maybe because of the whole Doge thing. Like, he doesn't want to, like, you know, he's technically part of the administration in the Doge capacity. So you don't want to openly trash someone who works in your administration.
No, he does all the time, actually. He does that quite a bit. Yeah. Oh, I bet you know, I know who it is. Jason Miller. Bet you it was him.
I didn't even think of that. That's a good one.
For enemies, not in the administration. He's an advisor to the president. And, you know, he's probably, it's not, I mean, based on what I saw on TV like an hour ago, it's clearly not working. So I could see it. So that could be it. Although he wouldn't call him president. He would say Mr. President. Plus, he also said it was a billionaire, very successful guy. Jeff Bezos. No, he's not fat. He's not heavy.
He's just on roids.
Yeah, he's on definitely on it. Zuckerberg's on roids, no doubt about that. So, all right, well, we'll see who it is. We'll try to figure out. But the smart money's on Elon. All right. You guys are probably right about that. You got a good feel for this stuff. President said for the first time in many years, we're going to slash the cost of prescription drugs. This is cut number six.
So for the first time in many years, we'll slash the cost of prescription drugs, and we will bring fairness to America. Drug prices will come down by much more, really, if you think. 59, if you think of a drug that is sometimes 10 times more expensive, it's much more than the 59%. You know, it depends on the way you want to analyze it, but in one way you could analyze it that way. But between 59 and 80, and I guess even 90%. So when I worked so hard in the first term, and if I got prices down, remember, I was the only one to ever get prices down for a full year, but I'd get them down like 2%, and I thought it was like a big deal. Well, we're getting them down 60, 70, 80, 90%, but actually more than that, if you think about it in the way mathematically. And Farmer has to say, we're sorry, but we'll not be able to do this any longer to these countries that have been so tough. They've been very tough, nasty. It's trade. It's trade. And Pharma is also very powerful, and the Democrats have protected Pharma.
So speaking of Pharma, you put it in ChatGPT, Matt?
Yeah, it's definitely wrong. ChatGPT made two guesses. One was Elon Musk, but its original guess was Chris Christie, and I think that's an absolute no. There's no chance.
No, first of all, Chris Christie's not a billionaire. He doesn't talk to Trump, and he wouldn't call him president. He'd call him Donald. He just, you know what I mean? So, yeah, not Chris Christie. Although I could see the president. If it was Chris Christie, he would have said it, because he loves to fat shame him. He loves it. Hey, the story is, you know, a guy I know is taking the fat shot, and he would have said it's Chris Christie and it's not working. I mean, look at him. It's clearly working in the opposite. He must be loading that with beef tenderloin or something in a liquid form. You know, I mean, he would take all kinds of shots and just fat shame him in front of everybody. He wouldn't even hesitate. So, no, it can't be him. So the ChatGPT has got a long way to go. How much energy was wasted on ChatGPT coming up with that answer is my question.
Too much, because there's a 0% chance that was accurate. No. It took another bad guess, too. Steve Wynn. Steve Wynn is not even slightly obese.
No, and he doesn't like Trump. He hasn't talked to Trump either. He doesn't like him either, so I don't think it's him either. That's probably Elon, but... all right, and then the president said he's doing this against the most powerful lobby in the world. Let's jump ahead to cut number 8 here. Go ahead.
I'm doing this for the American people. I'm doing this against the most powerful lobby in the world, probably the drug lobby, drug and pharmaceutical lobby. But it's one of the most important orders I think that's ever been signed, certainly with regard to health care or health in the history of our country. And it's an honor to be a part of it. And
so what does that mean then from the perspective of HHS and how this is put into place? And what does this mean if you're a free market guy? Now, there's two potential problems here. Number one is in the UK, for example, where his friend who got the fat shot, it's a lot cheaper there. They have socialized medicine. They have a government-run healthcare system that is terrible. So there's that aspect of it, too. The other aspect is that in many cases, these drugs are not covered by insurance. Or for you to be able to get it covered by insurance is difficult. You have to go through other things. So some people just buy it out of pocket. And they have, if you see on Instagram or other places, they'll offer that to you. If you need the fat shot, there's companies out there like Hims, for example, which if you have, and I have none of these issues, ED or hair loss or low testosterone or you're overweight, you can go on there and you can talk to a licensed clinician and then get prescriptions. You pay out of pocket, though. A lot of times they don't take insurance for this stuff. The other aspect of it, too, is the innovation of pharma. So, you know, you can go after pharma and you could say they're all greedy and everything, but to bring a drug to market costs a ton of cash. There's no guarantee it's going to go to market. And also, too, you need an incentive for them to try to create a blockbuster drug. The incentive is that they're going to make money off of it. So all these factors are the reasons why many of the drugs are created in the United States of America. But we're paying higher prices for those drugs that are created in the United States of America. So how do you even out that market? Can it be done without going down the road of socialized medicine? Can it be done without taking away the incentive for the pharmaceutical industry to come up with a incentive for them to be able to keep making these drugs that are going to make them money? Dr. Marty Makary, friend of the show, physician, author, very smart guy, talking about the fundamental problem in healthcare right now, access to and these non-competitive markets, cut number 10.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the many doctors I've talked to about this very issue, thank you for taking the bull by the horns. Presidents on both sides of the aisle have talked about this and floated it and said they've wanted to do it, so you've had the courage to do it. Thank you. I've been a surgical oncologist at Johns Hopkins for 22 years, and I have seen patients suffer. We didn't take an oath to heal patients and then watch their life get ruined financially with their home, mortgage, retirement, going down the drain with GoFundMe campaigns, raising money from church communities and synagogues and friends they haven't seen in 20 years to try to raise money. For what? For a system where Americans have been getting ripped off by 10, 12, 15 times higher prices than we see in other countries? The fundamental problem in healthcare is that we've had non-competitive markets. We can do little things around the edges, or we can transform those markets to competitive markets, and that's what this executive order does today. Imagine buying a Ford for $175,000, a regular car, and then hearing that people in London are buying it for $10,000 every day, all day long. That is the craziness of this system. We're going to do everything we can at the FDA to support this executive order. It's transformative. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, remember something. They are asking the pharmaceutical companies to lower these prices. This is a voluntary thing that they're starting with, to please bring these prices in line and then create a system whereby you have the industry working this out. So he talked about this. Most favored nation prescription drug pricing. Okay? This is cut number 7 from the announcement today. Take a listen.
But it's called most favored nation. We are going to pay the lowest price there is in the world. We will get whoever is paying the lowest price. That's the price that we're going to get. So remember that. So we're no longer paying 10 times more than another country. Whoever is paying the lowest price, we will look at that price and we will say that's the price we're going to pay. Most favored nations. That's what it is. One breast cancer drug costs Americans over $16,000 per bottle, but the same drug from the same factory, manufactured by the same company, is 1/6 that price in Australia and 1/10 that price in Sweden. 1/10 for the identical product. A common asthma drug costs almost $500 here in America, but costs less than $40 in the United Kingdom. So $40 in the United Kingdom, which is where this gentleman told me he paid a small amount for his shot. But think of that. So $40 versus $500 here.
When asked the question, is this price fixing? Are you trying to price fix drugs? Because that was something that was a criticism of Kamala Harris during the campaign. The White House official responded with the following. This is not price fixing per se. What we're doing here is kind of fixing the market and just allowing market forces to operate in a way they're supposed to deliver price relief for the American people. Now, this also comes the same time the House Energy and Commerce Committee is expected to hold a hearing on this year's Big Beautiful Bill, which is also going to enact work requirements and other cost-saving changes to Medicaid. And the hope is, obviously, that if you can provide prescription drug price relief by having the pharmaceutical industry work with the companies, work with the government to lower these prices, then the incentive then for the prescription drug companies is that they're not going to be pushed out of having those drugs for Medicare and Medicaid. Because obviously if they do that, if they're not part of the schedule for Medicaid and Medicare, then they're going to lose a lot of cash. So that's kind of the approach they're taking with the carrot and the stick. Lawsuits will absolutely happen. They'll try to block it in court. We'll see how this goes. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Now, summer is right around the corner, which is great. And this beautiful weather we've been having, I love it. I really do. And I'm excited for summer at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. I can't wait to go. I can't wait to see you there. Our next live show is June 20th. You're going to love it for so many reasons. You'll love the outdoor heated pool, the indoor heated pool. You'll love the game room for the kids. You'll love Hemingway's restaurant. Great food, great drinks right on site. And the longer you stay for those June midweek stays, you're going to save money with resort credits. That's when they give you money back to spend right there on site at the Grand Hotel. You can use the resort credits at the restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, even the gift shop. However you want to use them is up to you. But the key is, unlike other places, they give you money back to use. Plus, you know, unlike having a shore house or a place like that, if it rains, you've got something to do, the indoor pool. You have the amenities of a beautiful resort. You also have refrigerators, kitchenettes in many of the rooms so that you're able to save some money by bringing in your own food and your own drinks. It's fantastic. So make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Mark down June 20th for our next live show. It is my happy place for a reason, and Cape May is the place to be in the summer. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
By the way, there's lots of protests happening in Newark, New Jersey, as we speak. Some of these are not peaceful as they're blocking ambulances outside of that ICE detention facility in Newark. And yeah, these Democrats are all grandstanding and they hope they can get arrested too, like Ross Baraka, the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, and get national news and millions of dollars in earned media time. As we continue along here today on the show, great to have you, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Let me bring in from the Media Research Center our buddy Bill D'Agostino. He is on X at band_Bill. Bill, first of all, how was your weekend, my man?
It was great. A little bit of traveling back from Florida visiting family, but
nice.
Went all right. It went better than Ross Baraka's did, at least.
I think he had the best weekend ever.
He could be. Could be, actually, yeah. The guy's really making hay out of it, right? I mean,
yeah.
You could see this as him having been given a whole bunch of lemons, and he's squeezing them. I mean, he's running laps with this.
I think he wanted to get arrested. First of all, he was no chance of him ever winning the Democrat primary for governor of New Jersey. None. He was not even in the top three. Now he's the only Democrat people are talking about in that primary. And the question now becomes for the other Democrats in that primary, how do they ellipse that, you know?
How do they get arrested?
Yeah. I was joking that Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill had self-deported herself to that prison in El Salvador and chained herself to an MS-13 migrant. You know what I mean? Just this way that she could really try to one-up Ross Baraka and maybe get the nomination. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw you posting something to that effect on X. I tried to hit you with a community note because I didn't see any reports about that.
Well done. Excellent. You know, why don't we start there, shall we? Why don't we start with cut number 30 and help clarify this for me and everything that's going on. So set this up for us, Bill.
Sure. Yeah. So as I assume most of your viewers know, there was a protest outside of a private detention center, detention facility in New Jersey. And Ross Baraka, the mayor of Newark, was arrested there. Democrats basically stormed the facility. And a few members of Congress were also there. One was actually caught on camera very visibly shoving federal agents, like, quite aggressively. She hasn't been arrested yet, but there's talk from the Trump administration that they might actually be going after these people. They might actually make some arrests of members of Congress, even. Because, look, as they like to say, nobody is above the law, right?
Right.
So,
yeah, and these Democrats would love it. I mean, they would love to get arrested. They'd love to scream constitutional crisis. They'd love to say all those things. But, you know, you're not above the law if you're a member of Congress. You can't shove law enforcement. That's not okay. Is this the member of Congress, Representative LaMonica? Do we have the clip, Matt, that we can play for Bill? Because I want him to really hear how horribly she was treated after all this.
We do have it. I think Justin has it, actually.
Or somebody play it. Justin, can you play it?
Which cut is it, Matt?
I have it, not. I got it.
Go ahead. You know the one. Go ahead. Just play it. Go ahead.
So we were able to get a tour towards the end of all of that commotion, all of that chaos. They took us on a tour, offered us a soda.
She got a soda, Bill. They offered her a soda. You know how bad soda is for you, right?
Yeah. They're trying to kill this poor lady.
Yep. 100%. It's attempted sleeping. Murder of a member of Congress. No doubt about it.
Right. I mean, the only thing that I take issue with here is the DHS spokeswoman for the Trump administration going on CNN and describing this as a body slam, which in the most technical sense, if you want to get like truly pedantic, sure, you could argue that slamming your body into somebody is a body slam. But, you know, when you hear body slam, you think like suplex, right? You think like
Jimmy Superfly Snuka, you know, off the top rope, or like a Hogan, like, you know, flip, like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And to clarify, no members of law enforcement were body slammed by a member of Congress. So I think that that's like not really helpful to use that sort of terminology, because what they did is already bad. Right.
Right.
And so why dress it like it's already. I mean, people were locked up for 20 plus years for doing that in the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. Right. So why exaggerate it? I don't really understand. Maybe she genuinely doesn't know what a body slam is, in which case, OK, like she's probably figured that out now. But
yeah, she's not a wrestling fan, you know.
Right. Yeah. But, so. You know, like the shoving was bad enough. The shoving was already flagrantly illegal. So I don't know if she had body slammed,
they would never have given her a soda. Let's be honest. So
probably not. Know. At least that guy wouldn't have given her one.
No, not him. No, he would have been down for the count. All right, so let's play the clip here. This is a CNN exchange, DHS spokeswoman going after Victor Blackwell and Representative LaMonica, who got a soda. Cut 30.
We should let viewers know there will likely be more arrests coming. We actually have body camera footage of some of these members of Congress assaulting our ICE enforcement officers, including body slamming a female ICE officer. So we will be showing that to viewers very shortly.
You say a video of members of Congress body slamming ICE?
That's correct.
Officials?
That's correct, sir. It's disgusting.
Okay, and so if you have that video, are you suggesting that members of Congress will be arrested who were there yesterday?
This is an ongoing investigation, and that is definitely on the table.
Who has the video?
ICE does, and we will be releasing that very shortly.
Okay. Let's talk about...
Now, the reason why we have to be careful with language, obviously, is because if it's not body slamming and then they lock up the congresswoman for shoving federal officers, which, of course, is a federal offense, then you're gonna have them all scream. But I think Representative LaMonica wants to get arrested. So let me give you some numbers here, Bill D'Agostino, Media Research Center. Ross Baraka, okay, the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, was arrested. According to Rutgers polling, all right, this is before the ICE confrontation, he was polling at around 9%, all right? Now, Mikey Sherrill, Congressman Mikey Sherrill, had close to 20% in the polling. Now, there's a story today on New Jersey Globe, David Wildstein writing about this, how Ross Baraka is all anybody knows. And for people that are not engaged in the primary, that's still like 2 weeks away or something like that, he's a household name. I think Representative LaMonica would also love to be arrested. I think AOC would love to be arrested. I think these people are just asking for it. That's my sense of it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, this is basically the fundamental tenet of the Democratic platform at this point, right? Is illegal aliens over American citizens. And yeah. So if you're willing to assault law enforcement to defend illegal aliens from being deported, then I mean that's just better, right? Because they also hate cops. And especially yeah. ICE, although they loved the FBI for a little bit during that yeah. Biden term.
They loved the FBI when they were going after moms at school board meetings and Catholics praying in Latin. Then they were huge fans of the FBI then. Absolutely.
Right. And you know, to clarify, that wasn't happening, but it was also it was great that was happening. that whole chestnut. That was the only time, basically. And so, yeah, if you're defending illegal aliens and assaulting federal law enforcement, I mean, you're golden, right?
Yeah.
So the only thing better is to then also be a victim, because, of course, being a victim makes you the most powerful person in the room in left wing politics. So if she gets arrested on top of this, then, yeah, she's basically attained demigod status.
And really, you're not going to win the general election, but you might win a primary. And for these people, it seems to be that's their only goal. Yeah, exactly. Because the article even goes on to say that if Ross Baraka were to become, say, the Democrat nominee in New Jersey, this does not help him in a general election. But the Democrats don't seem to get that memo. They're all running as if the only goal is to become the nominee, not to actually become the winner, because this is not a winning strategy here. But then again, you have to get through a primary where crazy people are your target audience. So, you know, in many ways, this is like a bad reality show or talk radio or something like that, where they're purposely trying to be shock. You know, they're trying to be shock jocks here, but it's not going to help in the general election. It will help, though, with the two C words, constitutional crisis. So let's talk about NBC's Kristen Welker. What do we have from this weekend on Meet the Press?
Yeah, she's still doing it. She's still doing the whole constitutional crisis thing. And I mean, to clarify, I think that there actually is a little bit of a crisis going on, and that we have overly zealous federal judges attempting to at least usurp presidential authority, like very clear executive authority that was vested not just by the Constitution, but we even saw clips this past weekend of Stephen Miller explaining how a lot of these issues were actually vested in the president by Congress passing legislation. Right. And so they're not just violating their constitutional authority. They're also violating what was delineated by law.
Yeah.
So kind of a double whammy. So in that way, yeah, like we've got a constitutional crisis in that regard. The one that Kristen Welker sees is, of course, exactly the opposite, which is Trump is trying to do things. Judges are saying you can't do that with no authority. And then he's railing against them and considering doing these things anyway. Never actually does them, never actually violates any federal orders from these judges. But that alone is a constitutional crisis. So the crisis is basically judges don't approve of this, and Trump is criticizing the judges. That's That's the death of the union right there, Rich Zeoli. That's the death knell for the Constitution.
You should stand back and just let the judges do whatever the hell they want and shut up about it. Otherwise, it's a constitutional crisis. Exactly. All right, let's take a listen.
Senator, you talk about the Constitution. Some of your colleagues, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, for example, says the United States is in a constitutional crisis right now. You have stopped short of saying that in recent interviews. Let me ask you now, do you think the United States is in a constitutional crisis?
I've made very clear that we are heading closer to one, but the reason we're not in a constitutional crisis like we have been at any moment, other moments in our country, like, say, the Civil War, when the states were actually dividing and seceding, we are not in a constitutional crisis because of the courts of this country.
I feel like the Civil War, you know, like, it's not, we're not quite Civil War, but, you know,
right.
I mean, it's a little bit of an exaggeration. It's a kind of a leap. You know what I mean, Bill? I'm going to go out on a limb there and say it's a little bit of a leap.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, what's remarkable, though, is that for her base and for a lot of the left wing people watching this, she's basically a Nazi now. Right. Because she's not going along with this remark that.
Right.
To simply criticize the judge's orders and appeal them is a constitutional crisis.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no, the president actually doesn't need to violate a judge's federal judge's order to create a constitutional crisis. He just has to be upset about it. And then that's a crisis, as long as that president has an R next to his name, and especially if that president's name is Trump. And I love the way that Welker asks that question, right? She's like, well, look, Schumer already said it's a constitutional crisis. Are you sure it's not one? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the framing of it, right? Because she desperately wants that soundbite. Because they were keyed up to play that on nightly news for the next week and a half if she gave it to them, and she didn't. So
can't you say it's a constitutional crisis? Come on.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's not the Civil War, but it's like the Civil War. So come on. Bill, I'll have to table the other two, but this was fun. I always enjoy your time on the show. So we'll look forward to next week's outrage. And the one thing we know is that there'll be no shortage of it. Follow Bill on X at band_Bill Media Research Center. Thank you, my man.
Thanks a lot. Good to see you, Rich.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dr. Mike Veneria. Now, you might be saying to yourself, do I really need a dentist in my life? Yes, you do. It's critical for your overall health. Not just your mouth health, but your gut microbiome, your whole body. It all matters. And Dr. Mike is the best of the best out there. He is my dentist, my family's dentist. And Mama Zeoli, who we celebrated Mother's Wish with yesterday, she first discovered Dr. Mike for our family. Now, if you need complicated dental work, say, for example, a dental implant, I want you to go see Dr. Mike and get a free consultation. If you've already had an opinion, a consultation for complicated dental work, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. And when it comes to just having a great guy who cares about you, great people in the office, a caring staff, two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, Dr. Mike Veneria is your guy. Just go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com, or call him at 856-786-2020. You will love having that beautiful smile you deserve. And let's face it, we're almost in picture season now. We were taking pictures for Claire's communion, but also Mother's Day yesterday. It's beautiful weather out. So stop putting it off and make the appointment today. Dr. Mike, for 10 years, 10 consecutive years, has been regarded as a master of dental implants, a master of complicated dental work among his peers. VeneriaDental.com, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Who needs the fat shot is that J.B. Pritzker. I'm looking at the guy on TV right now. He needs more than, I mean, I don't even know if a fat shot. He needs like a fat cannon. You know what I mean? A shot. I don't even know if it could penetrate his skin. You need one of those rhinoceros guns. I hate the fat shame, but let's be honest. I don't think a standard needle's getting through him, Matt DeSantis. I don't. A standard, like, hypodermic needle's not going to pierce that skin. No way. No way. J.B. Pritzker, you have to have one of those elephant gun things that, you know what I mean, like the tranquilizer gun they had in old school and Will Ferrell got shot accidentally. Full of Ozempic. On like an hourly basis. And then Wegovy getting shot at the other side of him, you know what I mean? Like half Ozempic, half Wegovy. And then maybe he might cut down 300-400 pounds, you know what I mean? Still be obese, but...
He's a big guy. The Pritzkers are pretty big.
He's got like 9 chins. I mean, looking at him on that television, he's just like, gross.
Yeah, he sort of meets some of the qualifications. He is portly. He is a billionaire, but not friends of Trump.
No.
With Trump. So, no. Yeah, there's no way they're talking to each other on the phone.
No, it's probably not. Can we play the clip again of the president? Just because it's my favorite clip of the day of him talking about the fat shot. You play that one for me?
Yeah, 1 second, loading up.
Cut 11,
cut
I think
11,
it is,
by
right?
The way.
Yeah, cut 11. Yeah. The fat shot. That would be a big
I mean, I'll
shot.
Tell you a story. A friend of mine who's a businessman, very, very, very top guy. Most of you would have heard of him. A highly neurotic, brilliant businessman, seriously overweight, and he takes the fat shot drug. And he called me up and
the
he
fat
said,
shot drug. The fat shot drug. It'd be a big shot for J.B. Pritzker. Big one. Anyway, we'll try to figure out who that is. The 5 o'clock hour, we got a lot to talk about, including international issues and the China tariff issue, the 90-day stay on that. Plus, there's more of these people who are protesting in Newark, New Jersey, at the ICE facility where the mayor of Newark was arrested, giving him the greatest campaign boost to his majorly flailing chances of becoming the Democrat nominee for governor of New Jersey. So we'll talk about that as well. And I don't know about you, but I mean, watching all of this craziness of the Democrat Party right now and trying to figure out where they stand on this, it seems like they're all running to win a primary. They can't win the general election, though, based on these strategies. They're all trying to win a primary. So why is a guy you've never heard of coming to Pennsylvania to give a speech and getting national news for it? I'll explain what that is in the next hour. Plus, will Governor Josh Shapiro sign a bill that will protect women in sports? Very simple. If you are a dude, if you have a Schwantz. If you are what is known as a biological male, you can't compete against women in sports in Pennsylvania. Well, Josh Shapiro wants to be president badly. Will he support this bill or will he kill it? And that's the question. This could be a chance for him to break from his own party and do the right thing for women. But will he do that? That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Make sure you get ready for picture season by calling him today at 856-786-2020 and get your free implant consultation. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.